Locker room chats continue as we now transition to ACCHS. It is brought to you by L&L Construction. We talk with Tiger Head football coach Alex Thornburg joining us here as we get set to preview week 3 coming up on Friday night. Coach, your team is off to a 2-0 start for the first time since 2012, and we'll take a few minutes to talk about that game against Pleasant Ridge, but just talk about your team in general with the nice start here, and how's their reaction been to the success you've had early on?
Yeah, and I mean, all the credit on starting 2-0 goes to the guys. I'm so happy for them. You know, it's a great honor for those guys to start 2-0 like we have. They really bought into what we're trying to sell them, you know, playing fast, playing physical, you know, playing as a team. And they've done everything we've asked, so really proud of those guys.
Well, offensively and defensively, it seemed to be both sharp in terms of the outcome against Pleasant Ridge in week 2, 22-0, that final score. We'll break it down a little bit, but just kind of the overall takeaways from that victory.
Yeah, you know, I think offensively it was we didn't quite execute as well on offense as we hoped to. You know, a couple drops, snaps, putting the ball on the ground quite a bit. We were able to recover most of those. But just some small things we need to execute. Defensively, the guys played really well, flying around, making tackles, you know, making that initial tackle too, not letting guys get those second chance yards, which was huge for us. And then the fumble recovery for a touchdown by Kieran was a big play right before half to get us that 20-0 lead at halftime, which was huge. And then, you know, closing it out with a safety there towards the end of the game. You know, Easton Slutzbaum, a freshman, made that tackle in the end zone for the safety, so that was pretty exciting for us.
Well, a lot of guys were certainly stepping up, but you mentioned Kieran Corder. Want to give him a shout out. He was one of our athletes of the week, and obviously he's been a very important role, or has had a very important role in the start. He had all three of the touchdowns, including one that was obviously that defensive touchdown. You mentioned the freshman that got the tackle to force that fumble. But, you know, Kieran, talk about him and the success he's had and the leadership that he has provided your team so far.
Yeah, you know, Kieran's really stepped into that leadership role really well. You know, he was a little disappointed after all league selections came out last year, and you know, he decided he was going to make a change, and so he hit the weight room really hard through the winter and through the spring last year. You know, that's continued through the fall, and you know, he's made a change in his body, which has changed his performance on the field. And you know, he's done everything we've asked him to, kind of that jack of all trades: run the ball, catch the ball, you know, play defense for us, and he stepped up and done everything we've asked, which you know, we really appreciate.
And that's got to be such a good feeling for you and your coaching staff when you have a player who's having that motivation. They don't make all league when they feel like they should, and then they take it upon themselves to maybe correct some mistakes or get their body right in the off season. So obviously it's not just him. A lot of players do that, but just, you know, as we're kind of talking about him, it's just got to feel so good when you see players do things like that.
Yeah, you know, it's been great to see. And it was nice that he was, you know, kind of rewarded for those efforts this week, being named one of the players of the week. And I know he's not satisfied with that. You know, he'd like to see those type of awards continue to roll in. And we expect them to. And I know Kieran does as well. And the way he plays and his attitude reflects that. And you know, that's going to carry over into the winter as well, basketball, and then in the spring with baseball and track.
ACCHS football coach Alex Thornburg joining us. A couple more moments here. Our locker room chats continue. It is brought to you by L&L Construction. Well, coach, it's kind of a difficult scenario for you and your coaching staff this week. You got McLouth on the schedule, of course, a league contest. You know, McLouth, they have struggled the first couple of weeks. They've not been able to get a game in yet due to COVID. As of right now, it seems like everything is still in line to get this game in on Friday night, but how difficult has it been to kind of prep for a team that's not played in a couple of weeks?
Right. You know, it's been tough. You know, no film on what they're going to do. So, you know, really it's been a lot of cleaning up our own mistakes. You know, just some of those little things I talked about, you know, fumbled snaps over the head. You know, some of those things have been what we're working on. But we told the guys, you know, McLouth ended their season last year in a quarantine. And, you know, to start their season that way this year, they've missed out on their last four opportunities to play a game. So they're going to be, you know, they're going to be hungry and ready to go on Friday night.
Finally, coach, when you look at the game itself, you know, it's obviously been difficult not really being able to scout this team as much. But in terms of your expectations and your keys to a victory, what's kind of scratched out on the board for you?
Right. And, you know, I said it the last 2 weeks, turnovers. You know, we forced some turnovers last week, and that was a huge key in our win last week. So, you know, this week we really got to work on ball security. We put the ball on the ground too many times last week. So, you know, if we win that turnover battle and just continue to play like we have, play with a little confidence, I think that's going to go a long way in helping us out on Friday night.
ACCHS Tiger football coach Alex Thornburg joining us here. Our locker room chats brought to you by L&L Construction. It is McLouth at ACCHS coming up week 3, a Northeast Kansas League matchup on Friday. Coach, congrats on the great start. Keep it up. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.